fiery horse with the speed of light, a cloud of dust, and a hearty howl, Silver, the Lone Ranger. With his faithful Indian companion Tonto, the masked rider of the plains led the fight for law and order in the early western United States. The stories of his strength and courage, his daring and resourcefulness have come down to us through the generations. And nowhere in the pages of history can one find a greater champion of justice. Return with us now to those thrilling days of yesteryear. From out of the past come the thundering hoofbeats of the great horse Silver. The Lone Ranger rides again.
Come on, Silver. Let's go, big fellow. I'm Silver.
The tiny lines around Steve Burnett's mouth were grim as he drove his buckboard down Mariposa's main street. They softened only when he glanced at the quiet, comely young woman and the bright-eyed youngster who sat beside him. He realized then that no matter what happened in this drought-stricken cattle country, a man's family is his greatest and most priceless possession.
Ho there. I'm going over to the bank, Sharon. I won't be long. You and Tommy wait for me.
Of course, Steve. Do you think Mr. Mitchell will loan you the money?
Like as not, he won't. He's turned me down twice. Guess the name Burnett isn't a very good credit risk, even if I did marry John Hardy's daughter.
Don't say that, Steve.
Can I hold the reins while you're gone? Can I, Daddy?
Why, yes, son. If you'll just kind of make believe you're driving, hold them real tight and don't move.
I won't.
Here. Keep your eye on them, Sharon. That team's a little skittish.
Don't worry about it.
Now hold them tight, cowboy, till I get back.
I will. Steady, boy. Steady there. Look, Mom. Here comes Grandpa Hardy and Mr. Weems.
Yes, I see them, son. Sit up straight and be a good boy.
Glad to see you, Sharon. Hello, Tommy.
Hi.
How are you, Father? I didn't know you were in town. Good morning, Griff.
Morning, ma'am.
Griff and I just rode in from the ranch. We saw your rig over here and thought we'd...
And you waited till Steve left before you came over?
Well, no, not exactly. Oh, thunderation. Hasn't a man got a right to talk to his own daughter and his grandson?
Of course he has. And if you weren't so headstrong and stubborn about Steve,
what?
We could...
Headstrong? Stubborn? Who was the girl about 6 years ago who told her pa to mind his own business while she married a wild young Jasper named Burnett?
I've never regretted it.
Well, Griff and I are going to mosey down to the Wagon Bow Cafe. When Steve comes back, will you ask him to drop in and see me?
I'll ask him, but you know how he feels. I mean about the fence you put up on the South Range.
I've got my own reasons for that fence. The least he can do is listen to what I have to say.
All right, Dad. I'll ask him.
Well, thanks, Sharon. So long, Tommy.
Bye, Grandpa.
Come on, Griff.
Sharon said you wanted to see me, Mr. Hardy.
Oh, hello, Steve. Have a drink?
No, thanks.
You know Griff Weems, my foreman, don't you?
Hello, Griff.
Yeah, howdy, Steve.
I'll get right to the point. I want to buy your ranch.
You mean you want to buy the water hole?
I'll give you $5,000 cash.
It's not for sale.
Oh, listen, Burnett. We're in the middle of the worst drought in 20 years. I've got 50,000 head of stock at the Flying T. You've got a small place and a water hole. Now, how much do you want for it?
It's not for sale.
I know you only paid $500 for the spread 6 years ago. You're not having any luck out there now.
You know why I'm not having any luck? Because my place is smack up against the south line of the Flying T. Because you fenced every foot of that line, which keeps me from reaching the main trail into town.
The fence is there to keep out rustlers.
But it forces me to drive my herd across the Badlands to find a decent graze. I lose steers every day because I haven't got the money to build a fence for my own range. And the bank won't loan me any money.
I offered you $5,000. I'll make it $6,000.
No, thanks. You started this squeeze play, Hardy. Looks like the drought is going to finish it.
I'm not so sure it was me who made the first move.
What do you mean by that?
I put up the fence because somebody was stealing cattle. Now, you figure it out.
Why, you... If I hadn't promised Sharon, I wouldn't punch you in the jaw.
We're wasting time. How much do you want for the ranch?
More than you've got. More than you'll ever have. The Flying T stock never gets watered soon enough for me. Adios.
Hey, Steve.
Duke McCoy. What do you want?
Kind of riled up, ain't you, Steve? Hate to see anybody leave my place feeling that way. It's bad for business.
I've got nothing against your cafe, Duke. That's more than I can say for some of your customers.
Yeah. I heard that palaver you were having with John Hardy. Seems like you and your father-in-law don't get along.
That's no secret.
You know, Steve, you're sitting on top of $1,000,000. I've got a little proposition.
I'm not interested in any propositions, Duke. From you, John Hardy, or anyone else.
Oh. I see. Well, if you cool off and change your mind, come in and see me.
I won't change my mind about anything. Least of all about the people in this town. So long, Duke.
He sure is steamed up. Yep. He sure is.
The Lone Ranger and Tonto, after riding for several days through the drought-stricken country surrounding Mariposa, had reached the important waterhole just south of Steve Burnett's ranch.
Easy, Silver. Take it easy. Don't think too fast, fella. This is the worst dry spell I've ever seen, Tonto.
It's plenty bad. Not rain for 2 moons. Rivers dry up. Feller who owned this waterhole, him plenty lucky.
Yes, the only one for miles around. I thought this was part of the Flying T range. I noticed a new line fence about a mile back, so I must be mistaken.
Fence cross main trail. Me not savvy.
Well, if the land belongs to the Flying T, the owner's entitled to fence it.
Make trail to Mariposa, plenty long.
It won't bother us. We'll follow the fence for a few miles and then turn south. Well, I think the horses have had enough, Tonto. You fill the canteens? Good. Steady, big fella. We can take our time. There's no hurry. Come on, Silver.
Get him up, Scout.
You see, Sharon, I could have taken your dad's offer. $5,000 is a lot of money.
No, it isn't. Not if it means giving up our home.
And I didn't want to argue with your father either. But he made me so mad when he practically accused me of stealing your stock.
I don't blame you. Dad can be the most narrow and reasonable person in the world. I ought to know.
Sharon, would you make the same mistake if you had it to do over again?
Mistake? What do you mean?
Marry a puncher with 2 strikes against him because his old man was a cattle rustler? Work hard for 6 years on a beat-down, 2-bit spread that hasn't amounted to...
You can stop that kind of talk right now, Steve Burnett.
Sharon, don't get...
To start with, I didn't make a mistake. I married a man with strength and courage. A man who can stand on his own 2 feet and fight, no matter what happens. He's honest and good and kind and... And I'm proud to be his wife. I wouldn't trade places with any other woman in the world.
I... chair now. I'm the luckiest hombre who ever lived.
Hey, Daddy, we're home. You better stop here in the shade.
That's right, Tommy. I guess I wasn't paying much attention. Ho there. Well, the bank won't loan any money, so we can't fence our range. Oh, we still got a house and a barn.
Everything will work out. Don't worry about it, Steve.
Yeah, I'll help you down, Sharon.
Thanks. Daddy, can I hold the reins again just for a minute?
All right, son. But don't forget to hold tight.
Steve!
What's wrong?
Look, a rattlesnake coiled right in front of the horses.
Back, Sharon. Step back. I'll blow its head off.
Daddy!
Mommy! Steve, the team is running away.
The snake in the gunfire scared him. Smashed right into the corral gate.
Tommy! Oh, Stevie, he's hurt. A big cut on his head. Oh, Tommy.
Here. I'll carry him into the house. There. The scotch will be the best place until
yes,
we...
Yes, I'll get some water. Steve, we've got to have a doctor quick.
I'll saddle a horse and ride into town and get Doc Jenkins.
Oh, it's serious. I know it is. He's unconscious and... Hurry, please hurry.
I can make it inside of 2 hours.
Not now. Not since Dad put the fence across the main trail. You can't
Who
possibly...
Who says I can't? I'd like to see anybody stop me. Do everything you can for him, Sharon. I'll be back with the doctor. Faster, boy. Faster. Oh, here's where the trail cuts through. Ho there. Rope around one of those poles and jerk it back far enough.
Hold on there, flyboy. Where do you think you're going?
Waco. You know me. I'm Steve Burnett. I've got to take this short trail into town. It's an emergency.
Who is it, Waco? Steve Burnett. All set to pull down the fence and ride through.
And neither of you can stop me. A little boy's been hurt. He needs a doctor. I can save 2 hours riding time by going through here.
But you're not going to do it. This range belongs to the Flying T, and telling lies won't help you none.
Why,
don't reach for it, Burnett. I got you covered.
You can't stop me
Who's
from going.
Who's coming? Some more fence pullers?
Looks like a hombre wearing a black mask and an Indian.
Outlaws, huh? Must be friends of yours, Steve.
You dirty horse.
Three of you better line out of here. Get moving.
I tell you, I've got to reach Mariposa quick and bring back a doctor. My boy's been hurt.
We got orders to keep freebooters off in this range. And that means you.
You don't understand. This is a case of life and death.
Why don't you let him ride through? There's no harm in that.
No harm in plugging a nosy owl hoot either. Savvy? Or maybe you only understand six-gun talk.
Maybe.
My little boy needs a doctor. I'm going to get one. And you can't stop me.
Touch that fence again and I won't be so careful.
You dirty lead-slinging hyena. My guns are in my saddlebag. I'll match
you. Stay away from that horse. If you hadn't been so proddy, I'd have let you ride away from here, Burnett. Now you're gonna walk. Start moving.
I think it's time I drew a few cards in this game. Drop those guns, both of you.
What the...
Kill him, Waco! Burn him down!
Oh, my hand! Slap crease my hand!
Cover me, Toto. Here, swing up. If you have to get to Mariposa, ride double with me.
Yeah, I...
That's it. Monfilder!
Get up, Scout! They're getting away! Stand your ground, Waco! We'll run them down!
Curtain falls on the first act of our Lone Ranger story. Before the next exciting scenes, please permit us to pause for just a few moments.
Thank you.
to continue our story. Even though the great horse Silver was carrying double weight, the Lone Ranger, Tonto, and Steve Burnett arrived in Mariposa a short time later with no visible signs of pursuit.
Oh, Silver, easy, steady. Is this Dr. Jenkins' house?
Yes. I'll get him. And we'll have to find another saddle.
Don't worry about that. Hurry, man.
John, Slim and Waco just rode in from the South Range. Said they had a little ruckus out there with Steve Burnett.
Where, with Steve? How'd that happen?
Well, he was trying to pull down the fence and ride through. Had a masked outlaw and a redskin siding him. They got away, but the boys brought back Steve's saddle horse. It's the proof we've been looking for, a black and white stallion.
Black and white stallion, eh? I'm sorry to hear it, Griff. I've been...
Well, the boys are right outside. They'll tell you about it. Waco! Slim!
Yeah, Griff. Stable the horse, Griff.
I hear you had some trouble with Steve.
Burnett really wanted to get through. Kept yapping about how his kid was being hurt and how he had to get to a doctor. Of course, Waco and I knew that was just...
What's that? You mean little Tommy, my grandson, has been hurt?
Guess so, but he...
Well, you half-witted gun liars! What do you mean by... Griff, saddle some horses. We're riding over to Steve's place right now.
Has the doctor told you anything, Steve?
Not yet. He and Sharon are in there with Tommy. Doc, how is he? I mean, what...
It was a fractured skull, Steve. Pressure on the brain. Very serious.
I know. But will he get better?
Steve, I'd rather take a beating than to tell you this. Tommy's chances of getting better, gone. I got here too late.
Doc, you can't mean that Tommy...
He's dead, Steve.
Steve, sympathy's a mighty poor word. In fact, there aren't any words to tell you how Tonto and I feel. We'd like to help you if we can.
Thanks, mister. You've already done plenty. More than anybody else.
Somebody, somebody come.
Steve, the boys told me about that ruckus at the line fence. I brought back your horse.
Thanks.
Is there any truth in their palaver that little Tommy got hurt?
Truth? I'll give it to you straight, you bloodthirsty, conniving hypocrite. Tommy's dead. Dead because you think more of fencing a few miles of land than you do of human life. That's what stopped a doctor from getting here in time to save him.
Oh, dead. But, Steve, I didn't know... Where's Sharon?
In the house.
I'll go in and see...
No, you won't. Put your foot back in the stirrup, Hardy. You and Weems had better dig your spurs and ride. Because if you don't, I'm going to trigger this gun.
Oh, Steve,
you heard me, ride.
I... Come on, Griff.
Get up there.
Come on.
Dirty
murderer. Steve! Todd and I are going to make camp nearby. If we can help, let us know.
Thanks again, stranger. You may be an outlaw, but you're twice as
smart
as...
You've suffered a great loss, Steve. It'll take time to forget.
I don't want to forget. I'll remember as long as I live. From now on, it's me against John Hardy and the Flying T. I know exactly what I'm going to do.
Is that so?
Duke McCoy at the Wagon Bow offered me a proposition. I'm going to take it.
Several days passed. The death of his son had deepened the lines in Steve Burnett's face and nurtured the hatred in his heart. Duke McCoy wasn't surprised when the young rancher walked into the Wagon Bow and agreed to his proposition to fence the waterhole. Tonto reported to the Lone Ranger.
Oh,
what did you find out, Tonto?
Me watch waterhole. Fella make foreman of Flying T, paid $1 a head to water stock.
That is true. I couldn't believe that Steve Burnett would take advantage of a drought to... Yes, Silver.
You ride over there?
No, Tonto. This feud started when John Hardy first put a fence along his South Range. We're going to find out why he did it. Come on, Silver.
Get him up, Scout.
So I paid off, John. That's all I could do. Once the stock had smelled water, there was no turning back.
But a dollar a head. If we drive our main herd over there, I won't have enough money to pay it. It'll break me.
Over 200 a day, you're dying off now.
Yeah, I didn't think Steve would go this far. No matter how much he hated me. But I guess it can't be helped.
Sure it can, John, if you go to the law. Tell him why you fenced the South Range.
Oh, it wouldn't be fair to Sharon. She's already lost Tommy.
Seems to me the truth would help everybody.
I agree with you.
What? Mask?
It's the same armor you saw at Steve place.
I have you covered.
What do you want?
The answer to the question I overheard as I came in. Why did you fence that South Range, Mr. Hardy?
To keep out a rustler. What business is it of yours?
A rustler?
Why?
Sure. An ungrateful cuss who rides a black and white coyote.
Fred, shut up.
I see. By the way, was Steve at the water hole tonight when you paid off for watering your stock?
Why, no. Matt Sawyer and some other army.
Who's Matt Sawyer?
Nobody. Just a freebooter, a gun hand who used to work for Duke McCoy.
McCoy, huh? Now the whole thing does begin to make sense.
Not to me, it doesn't. Not any more than a masked outlaw breaking in here, drawing a gun.
Maybe the next time I come in, a gun won't be necessary. Adios.
You find answer, Kimasabi?
Not yet, Tonto. I think we will before the night's over. Is there a livery stable near the Wagon Bow Saloon in Mariposa?
Ah.
Good. That's where we're heading.
One silver, not scout.
It is, Steve. $250. Duke said to give you your cut as fast as it came in.
Do you think Griff Weems is going to drive any more stock over there tonight?
Yeah, I don't know. He was pretty mad about the price. But John Hardy's main herd is bedded down just over the ridge. And my guess is once them cow critters smell water, we'll have plenty of business.
You won't be able to pay it. Nobody around here has that much cash, even John Hardy.
Then we take over the steers in exchange for our water. Is that right?
Yeah. Yeah, I guess so.
Well, I better get back on a job. Duke's riding out later on. Good night.
Good night.
Steve?
Sharon, you still up?
The window is open here on the porch. I couldn't help but hear what that man said, Steve.
You know it sometime. Might as well be now.
You've fenced in the water hole, haven't you? You're charging a dollar a head to water stock.
What if I am? The water belongs to me.
In the middle of a drought? When everyone's stock is dying for lack of it?
If you mean the Flying Tea, that's why I did it. I'll make him pay until
he... You still hold my father responsible for Tommy's death. Don't you, Steve?
Sure. Don't you?
No. It was an accident. Dad loved Tommy. I know he did. I lost my son, and now I'm losing you.
What do you mean?
The Steve I loved wasn't hard or bitter or vengeful. He was honest and kind.
A lot of good it did me.
Oh, Steve, can't you see how wrong you are? How you're hurting me? Hurting yourself?
No.
Then I think we're through, Steve. I don't belong here anymore. I'll pack a few things and ride over to Dad's place.
Suit yourself.
I... Goodbye, Steve.
Stable door isn't locked, Toto. We're in luck.
Push it open.
This won't take long. Over there, boy. Get over. There are only four or five horses here. Get over.
What we look for, Kim?
I'll tell you if I... Here.
Oh, black and white standard.
That's right. But I'm not so sure about those black spots. They may be... Not a match, Toto. There. That's the proof we need. Look at my hand. I've just touched his flank on a black spot. See?
Me not savvy.
Lamp black. This horse isn't a paint, Toto. The black spots are fate.
And who do that?
Duke McCoy. Let's get the horse out of here and ride for the Flying Tea. There, Mr. Hardy. You need more evidence than that?
Well, I'll be... So it was that sneaking gambler Duke McCoy, and not Steve.
That's right.
Oh, what a muddle-headed, stubborn old fool I've been. Griff, we're heading for Steve's place right now.
Sure.
Now, wait. There's someone coming.
Hold. Hold there, boy. Hold steady. What? Steve, I was just heading for your ranch.
Is Sharon here?
Sharon? Why, no.
Then she must have taken the cutoff from the other side of the ridge. I made a mistake and I went astray.
Hey, Griff!
What's wrong with you?
The man heard. It was bedded down on the south range. The wound changed, and the stock got a whiff of that water.
Oh, stop jabbering. Now, what's wrong?
A stampede. We can't head him off.
Stampede? If Sharon took the cutoff, she's passing the ridge right now.
And there's no time to lose. Come on, steady, Silver. Come on, Silver.
There she is.
Hey.
Or she'll be killed. How can we help?
Come on, Silver.
How can I?
Give me your arm. Now, over this way. That's it. Hold tight. Come on, Silver.
What happened?
You've had a narrow escape, Sharon. But everything's all right now. You're home.
Steve, I'm so glad. I never should have left.
That was my fault. The biggest mistake I ever made.
If you're talking about mistakes, I think I take the first prize. All this time, Steve, I figured it was you rustling my stock. Well, forgive me, son, will you?
Sure.
And all the time it was that sidewinder, Duke McCoy. The gent with the mask told me all about it. McCoy used lampblack to make a white stallion look like your paint, Steve.
That's why I fenced the range. I thought you were stealing Flying T steers. I didn't want to go to the law about it.
Well, but McCoy and his gun hands got what was coming to them. They were all hunkered down near Steve's waterhole when that stampeding herd of beef hit it.
Where's the masked man? He solved everything, and he saved Sharon's life.
Yeah. Nerviest stunt I've ever seen. He didn't stay around long enough for me to thank him.
I'd like to thank him, too. Not for saving my life, but because he brought us all together again and gave me back the real Steve, the man I married.
You have just heard is a copyrighted feature of the Lone Ranger Incorporated.